Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Megan, Anastasia, and Sydney with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an annual Rockhampton Mother's Day celebration has raised tens of thousands of dollars for the Leukemia Foundation. In the wake of mothers Christine Gray's passing to multiple myeloma, sister Ellie Wust, Emily Gray, Jodie Collins, and Holly Sedgwick, alongside their father George, founded the Memories of Mum event in 2021. Honouring both mums we have lost and those we still have with us, Memories of Mum enters its sixth year as two-location black tie event occurring both Rockhampton and Tambourine Gold Coast. The contribution raised by the Gray family and the Memory of Mum events totals $72,000, which the Leukemia Foundation uses to facilitate research, accommodation, and support for affected individuals and their families. More on local news, state government is fast-tracking a long-term lease near the Port of Brisbane for global oil giant BP as a part of its push to build a self-contained fuel industry. Premier Dave Crucifulli says the government promises a 35-year agreement that will secure BP to continue to invest and work at Bulloo Island. Crucifulli says Queensland doesn't want to be at the end of a global supply chain, and the agreement strengthens the state's fuel security. BP will refurbish 5 decommissioned fuel tanks and plans to build 5 more, lifting storage capacity to 103 million litres. BP Country President Paul Ogue says the company will spend $100 million restarting the existing tanks, with work expected to begin next year.
In national news, in their newest strategy to solve the housing crisis, the government plans to recruit AI to speed up housing and environmental project approval to catch up with racing demands. Tomorrow's federal budget is expected to commit $105.9 million to developing an AI tool for 4 years that will help provide environmental data to get more projects approved. The government's strike team has approved more than 20,000 homes since August last year, and they're expecting to meet at least 6,000 more by July this year. Treasurer Jim Chalmers also announced yesterday that the budget will include a $2 billion commitment to support the construction of 65,000 more homes. He has confidence that AI assistance could bring on more supply. Australia's only federal news service, presented in Australian Sign Language by deaf journalists, will film its last show on June 30th. Auslan 9, produced by Deaf Connect, will go off air as its federal government grant funding reaches its end. The program was launched over social media in 2024 and has reached over 300,000 Australians throughout its timeline. Brett Casey, the chief executive of Deaf Connect, said that the program offered news to the deaf community in their first language. The service proved to be impactful to deaf Australians who struggle with accessibility barriers like difficulty reading subtitles. Auslan 90 received funding through a capacity building program. After June 30th, the program is intended to be replaced with a new disability peer support and connections program. Activities are due to commence in July 2027.
In international news, the Palestine International Marathon has returned to Bethlehem and West Bank last Friday after a two-year hiatus due to the ongoing war in Gaza. Mohammed Al-Assi, who was previously released in October after spending 32 months in an Israeli prison, was amongst the runners to complete the marathon. The 10th Palestine Marathon consisted of 1,300 runners involving 2,523 citizens of Gaza and over 1,000 international participants from over 75 countries. The race commenced from the historic starting point of the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem. The marathon's coordinator has stated that the race represented the message of unity of the homeland. For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.